Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Ahoy, mates. Welcome aboard another exciting voyage of Pirate Money Radio. I'm your captain, Kevin Freeman, coming to you from the heart of Texas. And today we're talking faith, freedom, and investing that honors God with one of my longtime friends and a true pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Mike Carter is joining me as co-host today. Mike?
Great to be back on the ship, I guess we can say now, and even more fun to have Art with us today. He's just been such a champion for so many things that we've been working on, but more importantly, what he's done with his business, Timothy Plan, and what's happening with that. So, Art, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, Art, welcome. Welcome to Pirate Money Radio.
You guys are having way too much fun, but I'm delighted to be with you.
Yeah, we have had fun. We've had a group here in-house from David Barton and from Mercury One, American Journey Experience, and Glenn Beck. And we had Ben Carson on the radio last week. It's been a fun time. And the best part is we've had the ice cream machine running. So we've been
You should be here.
All right, so we're honored to have you, Art. Before we get started, I want to share, though, you know, we talk about money. There are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about Pirate Money Radio, the Economic War Room, and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And now we also have another sponsor of our Economic War Room program is Timothy Plan, which is an amazing group that we love. And I've got a copy of a book here titled Invested with Purpose, written by my friend Art Alley. Art, again, it's so good to have you. I think this is your first time on Pirate Money Radio.
I think so, but man, that, I was wondering where that book went. We only sold ever one, and you just held it up. But thank you for that.
You only sold one because that book has you've been giving so many out because it's such an important message. I know you've.
Can I add one more testimony?
Yes,
I am a proud user of Patriot Mobile. It is really a fine. I've had zero problems over the last 5 years. They are great.
Yeah, no, they've been really good, and so has Timothy been really good. And you know, we're talking investing. I want to start with this. Explain where you got the name Timothy Plan. You're a mutual fund company. I've been in the investment world my entire life, and I look at this Timothy Plan. Who's Timothy, and what's his plan?
Goes way back to the beginning, Kevin. When I really got convicted, I really didn't want to do this, but God has this 2x4 with my name on it, and it hurts. And I mean, he wanted this thing launched. And I really got convicted. I really need to move forward with this. So I have learned, as you have over the years, and has any listener who's married ought to know this. If you have some crazy idea or fine idea, it doesn't matter. You go home and talk to your wife about it. God gives them a certain sense that us men just don't have. They don't even have to understand the business. So I went home, talked to Bonnie, who's been in heaven now for 3 years, and I talked it over. I said, hey, you know, we had a nice business going, a financial planning business, doing very well. What do you think? Should we take this move? She got so excited. I said, well, we need to name it something. And so she started going through some of our study material and scripture and all. And she stumbled on 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. And that's a verse about providing for your family, those of your own household. And we considered that investing. Same chapter, verse 22, avoid evil. She named it the Timothy Plan, and it's stuck ever since. That was 33 years ago.
Wow. Well, I'm proudly wearing, this is a special occasion. I wear a Pirate Money Radio shirt every Pirate Money Radio episode, including our 4th of July episode with Dr. Carson. But I put on my Timothy Plan shirt just in honor of the great Art Alley.
All right, I guess I need to send you another one.
I want one like that with the long sleeves I can put a tie with. I need that so I can wear it on the Economic War Room show, too.
We usually look like twins here. Today? We usually look like twins here. I got a Pirate Money. I was a little surprised. I don't have my Timothy Plan shirt yet, so I'm going to have to get one of those.
Yeah, you need to get you all the cool people.
On.
Yeah, all the cool people are wearing them, Mike. All right, so Timothy Plan, what makes it unique is not just that you say, all right, we're going to screen out, alcohol, tobacco, and things like that, which is what we did back when I was at Templeton. We would screen out a few things that we thought were socially responsible, but you take it a whole lot further. This whole concept of not one penny, describe that. So I know you used to advertise on Dan Celia's show and his show on American Family. You even have in here in your book, you've got a nod to American Family Online in your book. Describe for our audience what that means. What is Timothy Plan Investing when you say avoid evil and you say provide for your family? How do you do that practically with the Timothy Plan?
Well, as soon as I can figure that out, Kevin, I will answer that. No, I'm kidding. We are just like every other mutual fund in the industry. We're SEC, registered. We have 19 different funds, different asset classes. What makes us different is our commitment to do deep research into what publicly traded corporations are doing beneath the radar, what they're funding, what they're directly involved in. And if they are pursuing what we call an unholy agenda, and that would include any involvement in abortion, any involvement in pornography, which is a scourge on America, anything that's promoting the LGBT or transgender or carving up kids or human trafficking, all of those things, we've got 64 different categories of screens that we do. And at all, we are a biblically responsible mutual fund family. And basically, if God says don't do it, we don't do it. So when we launched this 32 years ago, a little over 32, my friends on Wall Street, as I mentioned to you, said, Allie, you are nuts. Bonnie kept saying that during but that's a different story. What do you mean I'm nuts? They said, you cannot create, and this was when we were just putting it together, you can't create an investment platform, screen out the largest, most profitable companies in the industry, and expect to get good investment returns. Well, my response then hasn't changed. It was the same then as it is today. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, and if is a big word, but if you are, obedience trumps performance every single time. Now, does that mean we're going to get careless with performance? No. We have some of the best of class money management firms manage every one of our funds, different firms, and they are good at what they do, and they have learned we will not allow them to invest in companies that we can document fail our basic biblical screens. And so, if in one of our, let's say our large mid-cap value fund, if Westwood, who's our manager there, if they like company A and we screen that out, well, they have a bunch of three or four other companies in the same industry that they like almost as well. So for Timothy, they will not do company A, but they might put in company C. And what we have proven over 32 years is we get pretty darn competitive performance, but that's not our mission. Our mission is to be faithful to the Lord, not compromise. When he says don't do it, we don't do it. And as a result, my job is to get good performance. And not because I manage it, I don't. If I did, I wouldn't invest in Timothy at all. We have top-tier money management firms, best of class, in each of our various asset classes, actually managing the portfolio subject to our screen or prohibited list. And they have honored that and found we perform as well as they do for their other, over time. You know, there are times we'll underperform, times we'll overperform, but over time, which is the only way you ought to be thinking about investing, we are pretty darn competitive.
Kevin. You know, what's amazing about that is Luke 16:10, where Jesus said, if you're not faithful with your unrighteous mammon, no one will trust you with true riches. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. These are all scriptures that Jesus spoke and he put in mind for us. That's why we have to look at a Timothy plan. Are you being faithful with your money? We've got the great Art Alley. We'll be talking more with him when we come back from the break. I want you to think about that. Are you using your money for God's purposes?
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty. Invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I said right before the break, I said something that I want to correct. I said, are you using your money for God's purposes? Let me correct that. It's not your money. It will be here after you are here. It's God's money. It says the silver and the gold are mine in the scriptures. Question is, are you using God's money for God's purposes? That concept is known as stewardship. Art, can you explain stewardship from a biblical perspective?
Kevin, you know, when we first launched this project, it was just a single fund. I mean, you know, I raised like $1 million from investors to get us to a break-even point. And guess what? We didn't grow as fast as I projected, so we ran out of money. But it's very expensive. We ran out of money, Kevin, four times. I'm off on a little tangent now. Every single time, no fault of my own, the Lord stepped in and brought somebody I had no way of knowing that really wanted to be part of the ownership group and inject some capital that would keep us going. But always at the 11th hour. I don't know if you've noticed that in your life. But, you know,
sounds familiar.
And what that told me is that, you know, we can trust God. There is no question about that. The question is, can he trust us? And in my case with Timothy Plan, I call it being jammed through keyholes. He had to do it four times before he decided, yeah, I guess we can trust him.
That sounds a little familiar, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it definitely sounds familiar. So yeah. I was just sitting here thinking that a lesson applies to us right now. And thank you for sharing that. You know,
back on stewardship, he and I had conversations from when I drive into the office from home every day. I said, why don't people understand this? And I've got a clear, he doesn't talk to me in an audible voice, but I got a clear, clear answer. He said, they don't know. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. So I hibernated for 3 months and assembled with the help of the Holy Spirit, because I can't write, I don't write, I don't have the ability. But he did, he guided me through this. And we created a 9-hour biblical stewardship study course, 6 different modules, about 90 minutes each, of comparing what the, you know, all of our training on handling money, unfortunately, doesn't matter if you're a Christian or non-Christian. It comes from the world, not the Lord and not His Word. And if you do it the world's way, you're going to end up in a mess. So this biblical stewardship study course compared what the world tells us on how to handle money with what the scriptures say and what God's word says about, and it's always 180 degrees different. And you know what I've learned over these number of years that I've been alive is God's way only works every time. So that course has changed a lot of lives, and I wrote that thing 30 years ago. We are in the process now of relaunching it with updated, because I put statistics and things in there. So it's about to go live, the revised version of that course.
How do people get it? If people want to see that course, how do they get it?
It's going to be right on our website, timothyplant.com. You'll be able to scroll down and hit biblical stewardship, and we don't charge for it. It is our gift to the body of Christ. Because, Kevin, if God's people start handling money, which I believe is Satan's greatest bondage hold on Christians and non-Christians alike, because it's so central to everything we do, if we start handling that God's way, this world would change overnight. Because,
amen.
As my daddy used to always tell me, son, it's always about the money. And if you handle it right, it makes a big difference in your life, but it could impact everybody around you.
Yeah. Mike, you had something we got about
seconds. I just love your heart. I love your mission, Art, what you've done there. And what's so amazing about Timothy Plan is you put the screen, and you built these screens, we don't have time to get into that before the break now, before AI, before there's all this automation, what you've done to make it easy for people to invest with their values has been absolutely amazing. I want to maybe talk that a little more when we come back from the break.
Yeah, no, we'll be talking about that, but I also want to get into a passion project of Art's, which is called Liberty Pastors. It goes beyond the money, it goes into the culture and into the home. We'll be right back.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the co-host, Mike Carter. Mike, you were right before the break, you were talking with Art. Let's go where you were.
Yeah, just looking at what Art did. It was 30 years ago, before he had all this amazing technology to do this stuff. And Art, you developed a way to do these screens to make sure that as a Christian, I'm not investing in things that's going to support abortion or something, pornography or anything like that. What did that look like? How did you go about setting this thing up? What kind of wisdom did God give you as you put this together?
And let me add in there, there was no biblically responsible investing category. It didn't exist 30 years ago. I was in the investment industry. It didn't exist. He created a category.
Love that.
That we've got to wonder, why did we never have this before? You know, if you're Christians, your money's supposed to reflect what God wants, and it was never available before.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, yeah, tell us that story, Art.
Oh, man, now I've got to go back in memory because, you know, whenever you start something like this, you build one block on top of another And we just had a couple of people do the deep research, and as we learned what companies were doing, we'd add them to our screen list. You know, we've grown from there to today. We have, I guess, 7 or 8 full-time people that do nothing but the deep research. And we're not here to point fingers at anybody or exercise judgment. We just want to confirm if a company is involved in stuff that we call pursuing an unholy agenda, it goes on our screen list or prohibited list. We will not own it, but we don't not own it just because we're being judgmental. We don't own it because we document exactly what they're doing. We communicate with them. You know, you mentioned my friend Dan Seeley, and I still miss him today. He was a dear friend. And he used to use an example, you know, of one of the companies that he really liked, and he would take them to task. Why don't you just manufacture the product that you manufacture? I'm not going to name the company. And stay out of this culture war. Why are you involved in funding stuff that is going to offend all of my Christian friends, at least? And then he would add, he says, you know, I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm not going to ask you to go down to the river and get baptized, although I wish I could. Why just stay out of both sides of it? You make good product. Keep making good product and stay out of this culture war. Why companies do this is because, to a degree, they get a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, there are humongous mutual funds like BlackRock, as you well know, Kevin, that put pressure. They own so much of these companies that they put pressure on them to start going into DEI and those kinds of things. But companies are waking up. They're waking up to the fact that when they follow those policies, it absolutely hurts their bottom line. It doesn't help it any. And they're starting to back away. We communicate with them just like Dan did. Why are you doing this stuff? We'd love to own your stock, but we're not going to own it as long as you're doing this. So it is a culture war. It is a spiritual war. More and more companies are starting to wake up and walk away from pursuing that. And I think that's spreading throughout our nation. There is a great awakening happening. A lot of evil still going on. Satan, whenever we're waking up, he's going to get more and more active. But people are waking up and starting to embrace values again across the board. I think we're on the verge of a great awakening. I pray that we are. We're long overdue. But anyway, it was a long process on building the technology that we have. It's real time now. It's live. Our money managers are grateful. We make it easy for them to decide, you know, I may like this company, but if Timothy says don't own it for them, we're not going to own it. And they've learned. We're probably they manage money for hundreds and hundreds of institutions. And I think they feel good about managing for us because they're doing something good instead of just making money and trying to grow their assets.
Well, and that's the key, investing to do good. That's a part of life, and life belongs to Christ, all of it, if you're a Christian. What part of your life is Jesus not Lord over? That's the question we'll be asking when we talk about Liberty Pastors after the break.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman. helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Yeah, I'm joined by the great Mike Carter and the great Art Alley. And Mike, you and I have both been speakers at the Liberty Pastors events, and we have them, they're held across the country. I think more than 2,000 pastors have been through these boot camps. They're hosted by Paul Blair, former Chicago Bear superstar from Oklahoma. He's a pastor now, but you know, Paul's been a dear friend, and he's actually married to one of my high school friends. It's just amazing. But tell us about the...
I was blown away at the event I was at, that I spoke at. Thank you, Art, so much. You were a true patriot. I mean, to see pastors coming together and saying, hey, it's okay to talk about these kind of things, to see you be able to equip them with knowledge of what's going on geopolitically, what's going on spiritually, and say, hey, don't be afraid to educate your congregations, your members, of what's really going on there and the spiritual battle that's taking place. And you do it in such a world-class way, the way you put pastors up and honor them.
High quality food
and great speakers. It was amazing. Not only what that event was and what it meant to the individuals that were there, but the impact that it's having. So thank you so much.
World class speakers and their upcoming camps at Chicago and in Phoenix. So you can learn more at I've got the website. We'll put it up. Liberty Pastors. What is the website for that? Anyway, Art, you've been sponsoring this. It's kind of your brainchild, yours and Paul Blair. Tell us about the camps.
Well, I think we can all agree that not only are we in a cultural war, we're in a spiritual war in America. And from my perspective, the give of that, or the big problem with that, lies at the doorstep of the church. And as I was growing up, the church was a guardian of the culture, and that has all changed today. And the question, you know, I started asking is, what impact has the church had on our culture? You know, abortion is rampant, pornography, all the stuff we screen out, the church has not had much of an impact. And so it just hit me, and Paul is a dear friend, and, you know, he did play for the Chicago Bears, but back when they were good. You know, he's been a pastor for 25 years, but he was good, and they were good. They were, and everybody recognizes the names of his teammate, you know, and Mike Ditka was his coach, and, I mean, that was back when they were good. But at any rate, Paul has the same passion I have, and we did a little test case right here in Orlando, where we are located, and invited, you know, because I used to barnstorm the state of Florida to try to wake up pastors and make sure that they were starting to engage and equip their people. So I got to know a lot of pastors, and so we invited 50 of them to a day and a half event, and we called it a boot camp. And the impact, and Paul Blair led it. I even kind of wrote Mike Huckabee into it. He didn't even know he was going to be part of it, but it worked. But anyway, they poured into these guys. These guys were so impacted by that. I said, we've got to expand it. Pastors, and I'm not trying to throw them under a bus or anything, but they're not equipped. They're not equipped to deal with this culture biblically. And the seminaries are not equipping them. They're teaching them how to fill pews and fill offering plates and entertain people. But it's too late in the day for that, Kevin. So we started sponsoring, and fortunately, it's an honor for me. I think it's the most important thing Timothy Partners does. And that's my firm. We are the major sponsor. It costs a lot of money to put these on. Our target audience is 100 pastors and their wives for 3 days and three nights in a nice resort, somewhere they want to take their wives to. And Paul puts together an all-star team. And Kevin, you're a key part of that, and you've been such a blessing. But, I mean, you're one of about 15, beyond outstanding speakers. And they pour into these pastors, and these pastors are being transformed, not just entertained, transformed permanently to where they go home and they are beginning, and they don't dump everything they've learned on their church or they'll blow it out, but they start feeding their people and equipping their people of what the biblical principles of life are, and they're starting to engage in their community. You know, they're holding their school boards accountable and their county commissioners accountable and not just turning things away. And if I can, do I have time to do one example?
Sure.
The best example I could give, we've had, I think, 2,300 alumni now. We've done 25 of these. And the reason we have to underwrite it is we don't want money to be a blockade of a pastor coming. So we charge a pastor and his wife for the 3 days and most of the food, $99 total.
That's a deal.
Well, yeah, that's a good deal.
Not only great food, but great speakers, great knowledge.
And that's why you keep showing up, I think, because you know, what a bargain that is for you.
Your feet. Feeding anyway, the soul with great speakers. I found the website, libertypastorsu.com. Libertypastorsu.com to learn more. Okay,
Liberty
go ahead.
Spell that out. Liberty Pastors what?
Liberty like Pastors U.
Y-O-U? Or Liberty Pastors U?
Just the letter U, like okay. University, like OSU for Ohio State University. I'm sorry, the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University. But anyway, there's about nine ways of getting to that website. But anyway, I'm going to give one example. I could give the same example for all the alumni. They're all doing this and engaging their communities and making a difference. And I mean, I guess we've been in like 12 states now or 13. But a pastor here in Florida, Lake Wales, came to our boot camp in Little Rock, believe it or not. We've had several here in Florida, but he came to the Little Rock and he got fired up, had a 400 member church, went back and started sharing with his members. They started getting excited and, you know, elections were coming up and a bunch of them formed a committee and said, Pastor, we think you ought to run for mayor. You know, it's a part-time job in a little town. He said, I'm not running for mayor, I'm a pastor. And they kept after him. He says, all right, I'll run and I'll lose and you'll leave me alone. Well, he won. And his testimony is he learned that, you know, when you're mayor, you get to choose who runs the different departments in the city. So he put his people as head of these departments. And then came the month of June. And this was like 3 years ago. And on his mayoral desk is a typical June proclamation proclaiming June LGBTQ plus month. He says, I'm not signing that. In Lake Wales, Florida, June is Fathers and Family Month. And I mean, these people are vicious. They attacked him. He stood strong. And he held up. The following year, five other cities in his county followed suit. The next year, 15 cities followed suit. All they need is somebody to step up with the right, you know, truth and conviction and give people courage to say, you know what, enough is enough. We're not going to cave into this stuff anymore. I'm making a difference. I could name hundreds, if not all 2,200.
Well, I've got an example I'm going to tease for our next segment. We're going to set up and we're going to talk about another graduate that happened. But I do want to emphasize this for the pastors. When Art told me this, if you make the food good enough, they will come. And one of my favorite foods, the one that I want every time I go to an Art Alley sponsored event, I ask for ice cream. And Art loves ice cream also, especially banana splits. Can you roll the clip, Russell?
Oh, no, don't do that, Kevin.
Yeah, we've got an AI clip I generated of Art Alley eating a banana split and saying, that's delicious. He's going to see that for the rest of his life. We're going to play it at the Liberty Pastors Camps. I've already talked to Paul about this.
We had so much fun. We were at a very nice restaurant. You know, they always come with a big dessert tray. And that's when I really caught on to Art's humor. And we're looking at all the different options they have on that tray. They're very high-end stuff. And he's like, do you have a banana split? And the waitress was just like, what? And it was so untraditional, but they made the rest of the evening a lot of fun with that waitress.
You've learned Art's favorite dessert. You've learned that he likes good food, and he wants you to enjoy good food too. And that's what happens at the Liberty Pastors camps. LibertyPastorsU.com is one way to get there, and there are multiple ways. Look it up. We're going to cover more of this and one real impact on money from Liberty Pastors.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is gonna be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fill this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know, you may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Four with gold, paid with glint.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
This is Pirate Money Radio. I've got Art Alley and Mike Carter here. Mike's in studio as a co-host, and Art's our special guest. And I want to share that support for this program comes from Glint, a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access their gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through a Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint, providing access to gold for modern spending. And I bring that up because I'm going to tie it all together here.
Do we get to talk about the Florida victory?
We're going to talk about that. Right. Hey, here's what happened. Here's the real truth behind it. All this comes together when Art and I are talking, and he gets copies of the book Pirate Money, and he says, Kevin, I want you to show up in Tallahassee, and Marnie and I went there, and I want to give them out to a bunch of new legislators. And we have a big meeting at the Governor's Club in Tallahassee, pass out copies of the book Pirate Money, and I meet a pastor who came to the Liberty Pastors Camps named Doug Bankson. And he's going in for the first time taking on a big idea. And he does that. And Mike, you take the story from here.
Representative Bankson, there could not be a better candidate to be the champion of House Bill 999 and transactional gold. Polished speaker, great at connecting with everybody on both sides of the aisle. And he is somebody that led unanimous bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate to get transactional gold done. And that turned into not just legislation that was passed, but a full media release by Governor DeSantis So that was absolutely unbelievable. Kevin, we were both there at that. You got your picture taken with the governor. But just look at what the governor put out in Florida, you know, the highlights. Florida leads against global elites. We put an end to woke banks denying or canceling financial services for Floridians who hold different political opinions. We've led the fight nationally against a central digital bank digital currency. We've passed legislation to protect our farmlands from being bought by a Chinese Communist Party and its interest. We've led the nation in protecting state investment assets from environmental social governance. The next step, House Bill 999, financial sovereignty. This is a big deal.
And it goes into effect July 1st, which has just happened. We're recording this in advance, but it is now in effect in Florida. Thank you, Doug Banks, and thank you, Liberty Pastors. Thank you, Art Alley. We're changing the monetary system of the planet because we're following biblical principles. This is a result of Timothy Plan's investment in Liberty Pastors.
Yeah, thank you, Art. I can't thank you enough for just the momentum that gave us there. And just to see, again, how, you know, Kevin, you shared this morning a Charlie Kirk video, and it talked about how politics is downstream of culture, but that above that is spiritual. And how Charlie Kirk actually started as a political movement but became a spiritual movement. Art, what you're doing with Liberty Pastors, what you're doing in the political world to get that spiritual piece back, which influences culture, which influences where this country is going, is just world class. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, thank you. But, you know, I may get too much credit for anything because, Kevin, you said it all in the beginning of this entire segment. It's God's money. It's not ours. And once you come to grips with that, you can do a whole lot with it instead of hanging on like most people are taught to do. But you guys are the real heroes. All I did is bought a dinner for a bunch of legislators. You showed up. It resonated well. And, you know, in the state of Florida, we do have some solid leadership. But you have paid the price. I mean, how many states now have you barnstormed on this transactional gold? And you have brought this whole thing back from the brink of disaster with central bank, the way they were trying to control everything. Thank you, guys.
It's exciting. It's exciting to see what God is doing. And we've got so many God stories through this, and you are a part of that. And God, how he worked through you and what you're doing, Art. So thank you.
Yep. And Pastor Doug Bankson and Liberty Pastors and Timothy Plan, all of it working together. God's orchestrating it, and we're enjoying the benefit of it. All right, we've got one more block for AFR and a Real Life Network. We'll be right back with that and Art Alley.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
You know, Art, Mike, we've covered a lot of ground on this. You know, what area of your life is Jesus not Lord over? That's the question of Liberty Pastors. And Timothy Plan, it's basically if you're putting one penny towards something that hurts the heart of God, you should stop it immediately, not one penny. We're talking about reordering the practical things of life from a spiritual perspective. That's kind of different than you get most places. The pastor talk about your spiritual life, and then you go to the world to talk about the rest of your life. And that's not what we should be doing.
No. And that not one penny. That's a great tagline that you've got, Art. I can't tell you. Every time I see a penny, I think of you, and I think of that.
Maybe that's why they took away the pennies.
Could be. and as we talk with our investment groups that we work with through the NSIC and so forth, you know, making sure that you're aligning your money with your values is such an important part. And nobody stands for that better than you and for Timothy Plan. And we're just so thankful for what you're doing with that. But now what you're doing with all these other ancillary outreach opportunities like Liberty Pastors. Again, what was the website again? LibertyPastorsU.com. If you have a pastor, a church you're at, and you think that they need to be at this, make sure they know about this. LibertyPastorsU.com and sign up. They won't be disappointed.
Art, any final comments for our Real Life Network viewers? What do you want to share? What's on your heart right now?
God is in control. You know, let go, let God. I mean, but we just need to know His word much better than we do, and then we need to act on it. You know, Timothy Plan, he brought it in. He could have shut us down anytime he wanted to. He chose not to. It was no fun getting jammed through keyholes, I'll tell you that right now. But it, I wouldn't have traded it for anything in the world, because when you see God at work, I mean, how many people get to see that? And I've been blessed with that. But Timothy, you know, it's all his. We are not in this to make a fortune. We actually, it's his money. What do you think he wants you to do with his money? He wants you to fund the kingdom, and we do that. Liberty Pastors is probably the biggest chunk that we get, but we support about 40 different ministries that are critical in this culture war, and they can't operate without funding. But, you know, the one thing we did from day one, we didn't have any money. We made one commitment. You know, Christ is the chairman of our board, always has been, always will be. And we're not going to dishonor him. So from day one, when we were just hand to mouth, our marketing material rivaled that of Merrill Lynch's. I mean, we're going to honor him and not dishonor him. And that's another reason. If you call Timothy Plan, try it. It's almost a pleasure, because when you call us, a human being answers the phone, not a computer. And they will connect you with another human being who can answer all of your questions. We are here to serve because that's what he called us to do. Are we making a difference? I hope we are. I believe we are. But is there room to make a bigger difference? Absolutely, yes. But that all depends on his people. So it's critical to educate his people on what his word says and start acting on it. If we do that, America will return to the greatest country in the history of the world with the values that it used to have, instead of turning our back and letting these demonic evil people just run roughshod over us. But you guys are doing a great job. There's a whole lot of people doing a lot of things. And some of them are not quite as visible as others. But there is hope in America. I have never been this positive for the future of this country as I am today, because I'm seeing people waking up. The other side of it is, when you're seeing that happen, the demonic side is going to come and get more and more active. So we're seeing a lot of that. Don't let that discourage you. We're in this with God on our side. We win, they lose. It's a no contest.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Art. Visit PirateMoneyRadio.com for more. For those watching on Real Life Network, until next time, stay faithful, stay free. If you're on AFR or our podcast, stay tuned. One more segment coming up. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book,
pirate money, discovering the founder's hidden plan for economic justice, and defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm joined by Mike Carter. Mike, any final thoughts for this week?
Well, we're just encouraged by what we're seeing God do on the transactional gold legislative stuff, what we're seeing Liberty Pastors, the impact that they're making out there right now, the fact that we've got options like Timothy Plan to make sure that our money is aligned with our values. We're just thankful for the way God's moving through all of that. And want to thank again, Art. You said it best before. As the spiritual chaos happens out there, the enemy is getting stronger, but so are the Christians and the believers, and we need to be equipped to make sure we get truth out there. So I'm thankful there's groups like Art and Timothy Plan to help us make that happen.
And I love that statement. You know, Reagan said it. Here's my plan. We win, they lose. And Art, that's what you're doing. We win, they lose. Any last comments for AFR?
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's an honor to be on AFR Radio. Don Wildman was a dear friend, and, you know, he was there from the beginning with us. He got frustrated with pastors as I did. I think he'd be very proud of what's going on in the Great Awakening that's happening. And the team that's taken over, they're keeping it going. So it's an honor for me to be on AFR Radio. Thank you for the opportunity.
We love you, Art, and we love Marilyn and all the people at Timothy Plan. So appreciative of all that you've done. We are facing this. We're in our 250th year now. I mean, we passed the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and now we're going well beyond that. Last week, we covered this with Dr. Ben Carson, and he ended hopeful, which is great. He brought hope by the young people of America, and he's seeing them turn to Christ. And we're excited. We've had a whole group of young people in, students 18 to 25 with Mercury One and David Barton and the American Journey Experience, and they're giving me hope. You know, I'm writing a new book, just finished it, The Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse and Our Six Trials by Fire. We have real problems. But here's the good news. There are real solutions, and we've talked about a lot of those today. We've talked about educating and reawakening the church, which is probably the most important, the great awakening of the church. But we also have talked about new monetary systems. We've talked about how you can use your money, invest your money in a way to honor Christ with the Timothy Plan. We've talked about, you know, even Patriot Mobile, where you can get an answer, you call a phone company, and you get a real human being that answers, just like at Timothy Plan. All of these things we're watching right now, the wheat and the tares growing up together, just as Jesus predicted. We have some evil going on in the world, and there is evil. And we have many good things going on in the world. And I'm encouraged, Mike. I know you're encouraged. We see God moving and God working. So stay tuned with us. That's what the purpose of Pirate Money Radio is. It's to tell you the challenges, but also to tell you the solutions. We thank you for joining us week after week. If you have questions, if you have prayer needs, if you have comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. And pray for America to return to God's principles. Pray for that new great awakening. Pray for pastors and leaders to be equipped through Liberty Pastors. Pray for our nation's financial and spiritual freedom. And listen, wherever you get your podcasts, we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, share this with your friends. Check out piratemoneyradio.com and timothyplan.com. This is Kevin Freeman and Mike Carter, joined this week by Art Alley for Pirate Money Radio.
Arr!